Texte numéro 43. Get on the bus. Band Books tour hits the road from New York to Texas. Bus driver Carlos Benjamin leans on the vehicle that will be something of a home to him and his crew for the month of October. It's huge and covered in graphics, and printed on the side in yellow and black are the words Band Books Tour 2023. The bus isn't stacked with the usual road trip items, such as coffee cups, clothes or daily supplies. It's filled with thousands of books. As part of an initiative spearheaded by the New Republic, the books will be driven throughout the US to spread awareness about literary censorship and the freedom to read. Beginning in New York earlier this week, the Bookmobile will visit several states and end in Texas. Book banning in public schools has been on the rise in the US, jumping by 33% during the 2022 to 2023 school year, according to a new Penn America study. Florida has overtaken Texas as the state with the highest number of titles pulled off the shelves and accounts for just under half of the nationwide bans. Consistently, this censorship targets materials dealing with themes like physical abuse, sexual assault, race, and LGBTQ+ identities. The toll of the book banning movement is getting worse, said Suzanne Nossel, the chief executive officer of Penn America, in a press release. More kids are losing access to books. The New Republic partnered with organizations for the Bookmobile tour and hopes to use it as a way to fight back against censorship. Organizers plan to hand out 20,000 books as they pass through the likes of Florida, Virginia, Missouri, and Kentucky, a route chosen to align with the recent Penn data. Literature shouldn't be a privilege, Erin Cox, who is working with the tour, said. It should be something everyone can have access to. By hitting areas designated by Penn as having the highest number of book bans, the Banned Books Tour is putting accessibility at the forefront of its agenda. Staffers have created festival events in each city to give free books to children, including banned titles, but only if requested. Information will also be shared with parents, teachers, and librarians, guiding them on how best to fight against censorship in their community. This fight to prohibit specific titles stems from many places, including coordinated pressure groups both at local and national levels, and politicians who can influence their state legislatures. The bans are happening alongside a broader legislative push to restrict teaching of topics like race and gender in schools. Penn America refers to this as the nationwide Ed Scare, a campaign that has created so much anxiety it represses free expression in education. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2023.